Swifties, sometimes y'all drive me crazy. Said with so much love, no hate directed at you, spicy cheese grits. But I do have to ask, why can't Swifties just let things be what they are? No, Taylor did not write the life of a showgirl during the 1989 era. Taylor explicitly told us what these songs are about and when they were written. The life of a showgirl is about what was happening to her off stage while she was living the most showgirl life ever on the Eras Tour. She told us on New Heights with Travis, this album is about what was going on behind the scenes of my inner life during this tour, which was so exuberant and electric and vibrant. I understand that Taylor herself eggs on some of these more extreme theories. She says, look for secret meanings, look for Easter eggs. But when she explicitly says something herself, it usually is just true. Take the Woodvale theory. She explained that Woodvale just accidentally got left on an album cover and that there was no third album, that Folklore and Evermore are just sister albums and there was no trilogy. There's no third album coming, but some people wouldn't let it go. And lo and behold, Woodvale never came. It's not coming. She debunked it and it wasn't a thing. I do think sometimes we just have to let Taylor's own words speak for themselves. Usually the most convoluted and complicated theories turn out not to be true, because usually Taylor's games and Easter eggs and coded messages are very straightforward and very simple.